Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, it's another edition of Mentor Monday, where we bring one of our mentors on. And now, these are mentors that work on behalf of Lifestyles Unlimited. They spend a good portion of their time dedicated to helping our members out. In other words, we have members that, you know, they elect for additional services. And as part of those additional services, they get dedicated one-on-one mentoring by a team of qualified mentors that are all focused to give you the information you need to hear when you need to hear it so that you can act accordingly. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of things going on in the world right now, you know, with the coronavirus and a lot of uncertainty. You know, we got past the April 1st mortgage payments. You know, it seems that all of our residents were able to, for the most part, make their rental payments, and we were in turn able to make our mortgage payments. But that just creates a new uncertainty out there. For instance, what happens on May 1st? What happens on June 1st? You know, what happens with this whole coronavirus? We're really trying to figure it out. And on today's show, I've got my good friend Doug. Now, Doug is a single family mentor with Lifestyles Unlimited. He practices primarily in the Houston area, and he works diligently with our members to make sure that, you know, even in these uncertain times, they're navigating the waters as smoothly as possible. Doug, are you there?
I sure am.
Man, it is so good to have you on the show today.
It's great to be here, Al.
Well, I know a little bit about you because, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you're one of my friends. But a lot of the folks in the audience, they don't know much about you. So let's get a little bit of your background. Maybe talk to us a little bit about, you know, who you were prior to Lifestyles Unlimited, maybe what your investing strategies and goals were back then.
Yeah, sure. My story is kind of cliche when you compare it to a lot of the other members that have come through. I followed the path. You know, I got my 4-year degree, engineering degree from Virginia Tech, and went into aerospace engineering and worked at NASA for a while. You know, worked really hard, contributed my 401k, and like a good soldier. And then I got my MBA after about 12, 15 years of working, thinking that, you know, that was going to get me ahead. And still in the aerospace industry and, you know, still contributing. And what I was learning was that I just was working more and more and having less and less time with my family. And so that's when it really shifted to, I need to get my time back. And I shifted to real estate, but I didn't shift quick enough because I got caught up in that whole 2008 mortgage debacle. And I lost about half of what I'd been saving up for 20 years.
Ouch.
And so that really was a wake-up call for me. And that was really where the big shift happened. And that's when I joined Lifestyles and started buying properties. So from that perspective, it was good timing on buying properties in right after a crisis. But that's how I got started into Lifestyles and into the real estate investing world.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because we have so many members that, you know, have that same experience. I've got that financial catastrophe experience. You've got it. Many of my friends in Lifestyles, they've experienced it where they've hit that midlife crisis and realized that, you know, things aren't going the way they should be. They're not anywhere closer to getting to retirement than they were, you know, say 20 years ago. And it's that feeling of panic.
Yeah, it really was. It was, you know, I realized, hey, I've done everything, you know, quote unquote, right. Right. You know, I got my degree, my college degree. I got my master's. I'm working hard, trying to raise my family. And I'm very educated as far as, you know, what to invest in and how to invest and how to diversify, or diversify, as Dell likes to say.
Yeah.
And it still happened to me. I still lost half my, you know, my savings of 20 years. And I was like, there's got to be a better way. And, you know, unfortunately, in the early 90s, I tried to buy my first rental property because my parents had a couple rental properties, and they always seemed to do pretty well. And I didn't have the education. I hadn't discovered lifestyles. And I looked into it, and I couldn't make the numbers work because I was getting these astronomical insurance quotes. And I was like, how are people buying properties and making this work if insurance costs $3,000 a year?
Yeah.
And if I was in a community at that point, I'd be in a totally different place now. But, better late than ever, I guess.
Well, we're glad you made the transition over to Lifestyles Unlimited because we get that opportunity to utilize your services. So, Doug, tell me a little bit about those services that you offer.
Yeah, so when members join at the challenge level or the preferred investor group level, the acronym is PIG. I think we're trying to get away from that. But yeah. Either the preferred level or the challenge level, they have access to the mentors. Like with the challenge level membership is to the single family mentors, and then at the preferred is the multifamily mentors. So, but if you want to go down the single family road and become a landlord, you've got access to me as a mentor, but not only me, all the mentors. And that's where the real power comes from, because you've got access to collectively decades of landlording experience and knowledge. And when people become a member, they go through their initial orientation, and very quickly they get that first initial mentor meeting where we walk through and we look at goals, we look at their financial situation, we look at their temperament, we outline a strategy of how to meet their goals through single family investing. And that might point us in a direction of cash flow oriented properties or high equity capture properties if they want to position themselves for multifamily at a later date. That's always a good way to go.
So you actually sit down and take the time to get to know the individuals, get to know exactly what their goals and objectives are, and you help them along the way. And I'll tell you what, we're getting ready to go to break, and when we come back, we're going to get into some more of the meaty details with Doug and maybe talk a little bit about what the current market situation is like. We'll be back right after this.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
That's right. Let's get back to your map to financial freedom. And I'll tell you what, to help you out, Doug has decided that he's willing to entertain questions from you. So we're going to open up the phone lines right now at 855-497-4335. Again, that number is 855-497-4335. So any type of question you have regarding real estate, specifically if you've got questions regarding single family and how to go about navigating those waters, give us a call at 855-497-4335 and we will answer your question before the end of the show. So Doug, tell me a little bit about what you're seeing in the marketplace. I mean, there's all this craziness going on with the coronavirus. You know, people are basically told to shelter in place, you know, which, you know, some people like to use the term quarantine, although we're not quarantined, but it feels like it. So what are you seeing in the real estate market since the majority of us are staying at home right now?
Typically, what we're seeing right now is a lot of questions, right? You know, the uncertainty is causing a lot of questions to be asked, like is now a good time to buy, and so should I hold off? And how do I manage my current tenants if they can't pay? And how do I get a tenant in to a property that I just rehabbed and closed on with all this uncertainty if they're not totally convinced that they're going to have a paycheck 3 months from now? And so, you know, those are the type of questions that we're getting. And so we just try to take them one by one and walk, you know, the people that need to be walked off the ledge, we walk off the ledge. But, you know, with the market, as far as it is now a good time to buy, you know, there's an old adage that you never know where the bottom is until it's passed. And so I think everyone's in a agreeable to that, hey, there's going to be some buying opportunities going forward. So, but there's also uncertainty. So liquidity is going to be real key going forward, because as a real estate investor, you're going to want to protect yourself if tenants can't pay and you don't want to get in bed with the government with whatever they're offering. Then you need to be able to handle your business that way. But with opportunities coming up, you also want to be liquid, because the pool of buyers may have dried up a little bit because of the uncertainty. Like, oh, I don't want to buy right now. And so now you've become more valuable as a real estate investor because of your liquidity and ability to get funding and that sort of thing. So that's one of the key things that we're seeing in the market. As far as discount prices, I'm not aware of discount prices. I'm sure I've heard of stories of low ball offers already starting to come in, but I don't think we're at a peak as far as this panic selling or panic or real aggressive buying. It's especially from a lender's perspective. A lot of the lenders are, it's business as usual, but some of the higher risk. When I say higher risk, maybe non-conforming loans have gone away for some of the lenders. Some lenders have reduced their loan-to-value that they're willing to do. Some lenders have increased their interest rates just to manage their risk of what they're willing to bear. So those are some of the key things that we're seeing.
Yeah, I think you hit on a really excellent point. You know, real estate has not devalued. We haven't seen, you know, fire sales or anything. Not like we saw in the stock market a couple of weeks ago, where, you know, everybody was just watching their retirements erode. And I feel bad for people like that. You know, and really, there's a better way. They just need to get focused on real estate. What do you think about that, Doug?
That they just need to get, I'm sorry, can you repeat that again?
Yeah, I was just thinking, you know, because there's a lot of people out there that just got destroyed in the stock market. I mean, literally lost a big portion of their retirement savings. And what we encourage is that they, you know, transition out of those types of things, get away from those 401ks, get away from those IRAs, stop relying on pensions, and start getting some assets, start getting some real estate assets. So, what are your thoughts about, you know, transitioning out of the stock market and into the real estate market?
Yeah, you know, that's kind of a tough question right now, because it's psychologically, when you've gotten hit broadsided and experienced a 30% hit, do you really want to lock in your losses right now and transition out in the very moment? So psychologically, that could be too hard for a lot of people. So what I would recommend is, because I this is me, Doug Butler, speaking, right? I think, you know, this too shall pass, and the market will correct itself. And if you don't have to, don't get out now, in my opinion. But with your assets that are more liquid, more cash-based assets, definitely start buying into this slide. I'm not going to call it crash or anything, but, you know, go after really solid deals going forward with the cash that you have on hand. And then as the market corrects, definitely get out of the market, because you don't want to go through it again. And then the other thing, if you have money sitting in a 401k or a self-directed IRA, now's a great time to get it out because of the CARE Act and what they're allowing you to do. You know, they're allowing you to access your money, I think, up to $100,000, and they're waiving the 10% penalty. And you don't have to count it as income until 3 years from now. And you have to read into the details. But the bottom line is, it's a great it's a great opportunity now, if you're affected by the coronavirus, to get money out without that 10% penalty. So if you're talking $100,000, that's $10,000 that's addition that's in your pocket that otherwise would not be, and you're not going to be liable for the taxes until 3 years from now, if I understand it correctly. And at a minimum, you would be asked to put it back over the 3 years in some sort of increment. But the bottom line is you've got some opportunities now to transition when you didn't have before at a lower cost.
Yeah, you know, I think you pretty much summarized that whole $100,000 thing correctly. It's a great opportunity for people to grab that $100,000 that otherwise they wouldn't be able to grab. Use that for a liquid position and get started with real estate investing. I mean, at the end of the day, I've got deals coming across my desk literally every day. Here's one, $14,000 cash out of pocket. Another one, $17,000 cash out of pocket. Here's another one, $32,000 cash out of pocket. Another one, $26,000 out of pocket. Here's another one for under $20,000. You know, it seems to me that if you get yourself educated and you sit down and do the things that you're supposed to do and you've got access to that $100,000, correct me if I'm wrong, Doug, can you not get a solid real estate business up and running on $100,000?
Oh, for sure. Sure. I mean, we're on average, the cash out of pocket deals that we're seeing are $20,000 to $25,000 out of pocket in the Houston market. So with $100,000, you know, that's four if you really get aggressive and find maybe five deals, but definitely three deals. You know, somewhere between three and five properties, you'd be able to get up and running pretty quickly. And if your employment is good and you've got a good 2-year history of employment and W-2 and all that, financing shouldn't be bad at all.
Especially hold that thought, Doug. We're going to break and we'll be back right after this.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the five ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
That's all we want to do for you is we want to change your life. We want to show you a better way. We want to show you a way that you can get to retirement in 5 years or less instead of doing what you're doing right now. And a lot of you are sitting at home right now and you've got extra time on your hands. Now, some of you are telecommuting. I get that. But some of you are laid off or furloughed or you know, you're not doing anything work related. So what we think you need to do is we need to get you educated. And there's no better way to get you educated than to let you attend one of our virtual case studies. Now, case study is a cool event. It's where we bring in two different single family focused members and one multifamily focused member, and we bring them all together. They talk about recent deals that they've done. They talk about how they found a particular property, the one that they've acquired, what they did to acquire that property, what they had to do to remediate that property if necessary, what did they have to do to find quality tenants, and more importantly, how did the property property produce? And we open up the books. We show you all the rates of return, because that is information you need to hear. It's information that you've got to have to be successful. And if you would like to attend our virtual case study, now I'll be the first one to tell you it's a members-only event, but it's the only members-only event that we have where we can invite guests. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to invite you to be my guest. Now, all you need to do is send me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com. When I get that email, I'll let you know that I got it, and I'll forward it on to my friends that take care of all this stuff, and we'll get you locked into this case study. So, Doug, case study, you're kind of a important part of case study. What is it that the members do, what is it that the mentors do when it comes to case study?
So, yeah, so case study is a great opportunity for all folks of all types to get up to speed on the type of deals that we're seeing. And as a mentor, what we do is we work with the members, and if they've got a property that they want to present, then we'll work with that member and we'll pull their story together. So it's really an occasion for getting other people to see that, hey, these people that had no real estate background at all got educated, got their feet wet, and they made it work. And they're open to any of the questions, so people can ask them whatever questions they want regarding how they found the property, to what the rehab was like, what was the financing like. And the mentor there is just there to help moderate the discussion. But it's a great opportunity for people to see other people that had no real estate experience get up there and say, hey, look, if this thing works, this map works, you know, this recipe for real estate investing works.
Yeah, and it absolutely works. And case study is a really cool event. And I'll tell you, I think we've made it even cooler because, as Doug was explaining to me earlier when we were on break, we've taken members from all of our different locations. So in other words, we'll have a member from Austin, Texas present one of their properties, and then we'll have a member from Dallas present one of their properties, and maybe a member from Phoenix present one of their properties. And it's all designed to show you that the map works in different places.
Yeah, and one thing that we've done recently, and I think we're planning on doing it on a more regular basis too, is to bring in a member that's maybe been buying houses for like the last year and a half or 2 years, and show that it's not just a, hey, I got lucky this one time sort of thing. And what they do is that they present their whole portfolio. And not too long ago, we had a member present 15 of her properties. Her portfolio was 15 properties. So in a year and a half, she bought 15 properties. And she put it all up there and answered any question that was possible. But you know, her numbers were amazing, and it just goes to show you that it can be done while you're working, while you're a mom, while you're raising a family. You know, as long as you surround yourself with the right education, the right mentorship, the right community, and the right team, you can get started in real estate investing from anywhere.
Yeah, it's especially with what we've done at Lifestyles Unlimited, you know, you can't help but become a member, and you can't help but get that financial training. It is very, very easy. We make it extremely easy for you. And let me point out this. If you would like to call in, if you've got a real estate-related question that you'd like to ask Doug, we would love to have you call in. That number is 855-497-4335. Again, 855-497-4335. So, Doug, you get the opportunity to work with a myriad of members, people that are, you know, brand new to this real estate investing, you know, came to you with no bad habits, as we like to speak. You work with people that have 15 properties in their portfolio. You work with people that, you know, are primarily focused on multifamily, but they want to get involved with the single family because they help it. They believe it's going to help them build their business model. Tell me about a success story that you recently had with a member, and you can come from any direction you want.
A recent success. Well, I think just the fact that members are getting started is a success story. That's one thing.
I'd agree.
So just taking that, you know, because and the reason I say that, I say it half jokingly, but that first property is so fearful, and it is a success in its own right to get that first property out of the way. And that's, I don't think I would have done it without the mentorship, you know, someone holding my hand and coming back with me going, okay, what's going to prevent you from sleeping at night? And you list those things out. So, okay, we won't do that. And so, you know, you remove these barriers to be able to take that first step. So I take my hat off to any of the members that have gotten that first deal behind them, because there's plenty of members that have not. And, we're still hopeful for them. But, you know, that goes to show you how fearful it can be for that first property. So that would be my first success story is the member that gets that first property behind them. The other kind of stories I like, I love the story of someone that's really just followed the roadmap and really demonstrated that it works. Once again, it works. And what I mean by the roadmap in particular in this case is that they started with single family and they had a goal of getting into multifamily. And since this isn't a get rich quick sort of theme that we have, they took the time to get educated, get their single family portfolio built up to the point where they had a good amount of equity. And as that equity built up, they started doing the cash out refis or the 1031 sales. And really, they didn't have to come up with new money. It was building up inside their real estate portfolio. And then they were able to take that equity and transition that into their own small apartment complex. And now they've got the added power of forced appreciation. Now they can operate that property in a way that is just going to take them to the whole next level of passive income and wealth building. And that's just how powerful it is. And from that point, it just snowballs. So, and it could take a few years. It's not going to happen in 1 or 2 years, unless you've got a ton of money, I guess. But it's something that anybody can do that didn't have any real estate experience. You know, they start with a single family and they follow the map and they roll it into multifamily, and they get themselves to where they're living the lifestyle and actually having the time to spend with their family, which is, I'd say, 90% of the goal of most people is that they want to spend more time with their family and more time traveling.
Yeah, that was one of my primary goals for becoming a member, was that I got tired of working, 50, 60, 70 hours a week. I got tired of not having time with my family. I got tired of a lot of things, and, I got tired of not being retired, so I wanted to be retired. And I'll tell you what, if you want to get retired, you want to learn how to do this correctly, let me invite you to attend our virtual case study. All you have to do is send me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com, and I'll get you registered. Back after this.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
All right, the call-in lines are open at 855-497-4335. Again, that number, I'll say it a little slower in case you're trying to write it down. It's 855-497-4335. Give us a call. Ask us anything real estate related. I've got Doug on with me, and I'll tell you what, there isn't a question that we can't figure out the proper answer to, because we're both properly educated in real estate investing. Oh, and by the way, that's what Doug does primarily, is he spends time with our members members, helping them to understand the education, helping them to formulate a game plan that's going to get them retired in 5 years or less. So, you know, since I mentioned that, Doug, is it really true? Do you see people retiring in 5 years or less from your role?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I did it in 4.5 years, and Evelina and Sorrell, the other two mentors in Houston, I think they did it quicker than I did. I mean, I didn't break any records. I think Sorrell did it pretty quickly, and I think Evelina did it pretty quickly. And, you know, we all started as members, not mentors. You know, we didn't have any magic bullet. We just followed Dell's plan and went from there. And, you know, it's interesting, the case study I was telling you about where the member bought 15 properties in 18 months. What was really interesting about the story, one thing I didn't get around to, was that she was laid off in the process. So she was like,
wow,
into property 12 or something like that. So, you know, she was pretty far down the process, but she got laid off in the process. And so I guess she was like forced into retirement, but after that 18 months or so, she had like $7,500 a month in free cash flow, you know, after expenses. And so the fact that she got laid off, it didn't, you know, it didn't even factor in. And so it's, now she does full-time real estate. You know, she gets to spend time with her kids, and figure out what's next going forward. So, yeah, we see it, and the people that apply it and really get after it see it faster.
Yeah, I was just playing with Mr. Handy Dandy calculator here, and you know, based on what income she was receiving when she was laid off, I'm estimating she was making $90,000 a year in passive income, and that's just off of 15 houses. That is phenomenal.
Yeah. I've got another member I ran into, and he and I joined about the same time, but he had a lot more money to work with. In that period right after the mortgage debacle. So he ended up buying like 17 homes between 2010 and 2013, somewhere in there. And he didn't follow the model completely because I shouldn't say that. He did follow the model, but he built out his portfolio to a mature estate where he let the properties get paid off. And so he's cash flowing like $950 on 17 properties. So...
Wow.
His monthly, you know, so he did it very quickly, but it, you know, sometimes it just depends on when you start buying, how much money you have to work with, but wherever you start, it still works.
Yeah, I'm sitting here playing with my calculator just going, wow, these people are getting incredible returns. And at the end of the day, they had to start somewhere, didn't they?
Yeah, like I said before, it all starts with that first house and getting that first house behind you. And I just think that's the most important property you're probably ever going to buy is that first house, because it dispels so much myth or mystery and the fear of what, you know, the fear of what you don't know. And it also gets you trained to the point where I got to rely on my community and my team and my own education. And once that's established and you get that one property behind you, you're off to the races.
So what are some of the best business practices that you're seeing right now?
Let's put it in terms of the coronavirus. So one of the best business practices right now for current landlords is to be in communication with your tenants and really see it as an opportunity to nurture that relationship and build it and turn them into tenants that wouldn't dream of leaving. And so, you know, reach out to them, you know, reaching out to them as a health and safety concern and seeing if they're being affected in any way, but being careful not to create a sort of, hey, this is a rent holiday, you know, situation. But really reach out to them, see if they're impacted, see if they need anything. And if they're experiencing any issues, they'll more than likely disclose it to you. But you have distinguished yourself from the other landlords out there that aren't talking to their tenants and not showing any sort of goodwill or flexibility. And the other thing is be flexible. you know, life happens, and work with your tenants. If they are experiencing issues, work with them. And because the last thing as a real estate investor you want to do is go through a turnover. You know, you lose vacancy loss and repair costs and just the whole turnover cost. We make our money by avoiding that whole thing. So keep that tenant happy and work with them. And if they've been a good tenant, except, you know, if they performed well, but they're experiencing some issues with this coronavirus. For instance, I've got one tenant, they're very diligent, and she got laid off, and the husband's hours were reduced. And they wanted to talk about options. And so we came up with a plan where they pay half the rent on the 1st and half the rent on the 15th. And that's exactly what they've been doing. So, and I have a lot of confidence that they'll make good if that doesn't work out down the line. But you just definitely, yeah, the valuable tenant, a good tenant that performs well is as good as gold. And that's one of the things that we teach is, you know, screening really high quality tenants, making sure that they have skin in the game so they do perform to the lease and go from there. So I would say the best business practices are screen your tenants really well, be flexible but firm, and be in communication and see this as an opportunity, this COVID-19 mess, as an opportunity to nurture that relationship with your existing tenants.
Yeah, that is solid advice. You know, tenants are the people that are, you know, in a business contract with you. So it's a two-way street. And I think that, you know, we as Lifestyles Unlimited members, we set ourselves apart from everybody else when we put a property onto the market. And I think we set ourselves apart from everybody else when we operate those properties and we take care of people. Because at the end of the day, wouldn't you agree it's a people business?
Oh, yeah, definitely. One of my mantras is that, you know, when I'm trying to sell, quote unquote, sell an applicant being a tenant process, is it's my property, but it's their home. And so as a landlord, you really need to respect that it's their home. It's your property. It's your business. It's their home. And, my first personal experience with dealing with it in a very real basis was with Hurricane Harvey, and two of my properties got water, and I'm like, wow, yeah, this is my property and I'm losing money and it's going to cost me something, but it's their home and I need to get their home back up and running as quick as possible. And that generated a lot of goodwill with them, to the point where they helped with the rehab, and, you know, with the trash out and getting the wet stuff out of the house. So yeah, it's definitely a people business.
So Doug, we've got a few minutes left. What would you say to people that are, you know, a little bit afraid of doing this real estate investing? Maybe they just got burned in the stock market. Maybe they just, you know, they're getting kind of burned with their job. They're looking for a different way. What advice would you have for them?
I would say, you know, there's plenty of opportunities to dip your toes in. And so, especially with Lifestyles, we've got the case study. Get a member to invite you to the case study. See what real people are doing and what they're experiencing. Talk to them. Come to the free workshops and see what's going on there. Just get educated. Be reflective and say, okay, what is it going to take for me to get over this fear of taking a first step? And then work that and get it resolved and get it behind you so you can get started.
That is just more sage advice from somebody that does exactly that, provides sage advice for people. Doug, I want to thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you've got a lot of things going on, especially now, and we really appreciate the wisdom that you've imparted and the guidance that you've given us.
Yeah, so to the audience that's listening, just take that first step. You know, that first step is the hardest thing to do. I agree. It took me 10 years to get started. And once I did, I just never looked back. That first property, you get it behind you and you go, wow, that's really cool. Once you first get that first check in the mail, for all that work that you did the last 3 months. You go, wow, if I can do this one time, I can do this 10 times or 15 times or whatever your goal is. So just get started and find that forum that really resonates with you and move forward from there.
Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.